Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by Mobius Strip Press. I am G.R. Mobley. If you go to my site, reclaimingtherepublic.org, you will have access to my content and support documents and links. This is an educational grassroots program leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again.
And last week, I started this little dialogue about Platonism and how we have been led down this path of where we now actually can see the hands of global communism. But before I get into this next iteration of this, I figured it would be best to tell you that this show is also sponsored by ReclaimingTheRepublic.org. As you know, if you go there and have your friends go there, share that link. Let them read the argument for Republic Review as well as the description of the processes or the step and flow for Republic Review. I fear not anybody trying to assert that what I am doing is anything outside the boundaries of the Constitution, especially the Constitution that the framers put in place. So that being said, I will go ahead and move forward, and before we get into the details of Platonism, the phone lines are open, and please feel free to call in. I only ask that you follow the three C's. If you happen to know me, please be confidential, and if you do not know me, then I only ask that you just go ahead and be civil and concise, but if you do know me, you don't have to be civil. I'm just kidding. I just have these basic three C's. I just want to be able to be as quick as possible to get to the point that you want to make. And that way we can kind of dissect that quickly. And then I can get back into Platonism. In addition, I have been putting stuff on the website. And my next focus is going to the Mobius Strip Press page. And I'm going to start putting up some of these articles that I've been writing and putting on Facebook. Now, these are not fully edited and nice polished articles. These are literally just arguments for you to cogitate in a raw format. So if you want to go ahead and find some grammarian to excoriate me, I'm really a bad editor. I'm just more of somebody that can come up with the ideas and regurgitate a lot of information that I've been able to consume. But I'm not that good of an editor. I'm really bad with names, if you didn't know. Therefore, if you happen to call, or if I'm reading a name and I'm reading a location, regardless, I will try to figure out how to say it, maybe in the Queen's English or my rendition of that. But 9 times out of 10, there's always some dialect or what have you. I get in trouble all the time because I live in the Pacific Northwest and there are lots of Indian or Native American or whatever the political correct term is with the names and so forth. And I don't do a good job in pronouncing those. So anywho, so forgive me. I'm not trying to be disrespectful in any way. I'm just literally challenged when it comes to being able to get into the details. Now, there was rumor that the federal government was actually going to scale back, but there is no sign yet that that's going to happen. There is no disbanding of any of its tyrannical roles and responsibilities and powers, which means we have to push forward and we have to insist that states start standing up and asserting their authority over the Constitution. I have a standing question. If you want to call in and you want to inform me or elucidate the audience on the fact of what or where in the Constitution gives the federal government the authority to create and manage land for reservations, for ecological reasons, or what have you. It really doesn't matter. The federal government is grabbing and managing lands in all sorts of fashions, and I'm curious as to where that power and where the states have delegated that power specifically to the federal government. I'll also want to make a real quick comment on the damage to the Republican brand. You know, it's really important that you protect your brand, right? And so it's really important that when you have somebody that says, I'm going to be a Republican, and you take a chance on that person, you know, putting a Republican pin on their lapel, that they're really going to be a Republican. That's how we get rhinos and so forth. And when you look at some of these, let's just call them rhinos. If you look at some of these rhinos, I think a good poster child for a rhino in the Republican Party is McCain. There's no doubt in my mind, if you look at everything McCain has done, he has nothing to do with the true Republicanism, and he has done more damage to the Republican brand for Republicans. And so that's why lots of people are so divided over what is a conservative and what is a Republican, because you cannot tell by anything that McCain has done, you know, where he really lies, because he has supported tyrannical government and despotic government. And I mean, even with the health care with Obama, he does not challenge individual liberty, or he does not stand for individual liberty. He constantly challenges it and asserts the authority of big government. I just can't move forward in looking at the Republican brand and not see people like him and the damage that he's done to the brand. Anyway, I'm going to move on. The Red Pill Expo is coming up at the end of June, and it is in Spokane. And go to the Red Pill Expo and on the website, and you will find the dates. You can get your tickets and make sure you become a part of this. I definitely want to see as many people come up here, and you can see how beautiful it is, and you can see why somebody like myself wants to live in the readout area, because this is kind of the heart of the readout area. And I also promised that, well, before I get to that, we will be doing rodeos. I don't know. I'm hoping to do rodeos in every single state, and I'm not going to back off and say we're not getting a rodeo done, but I know that we will do at least one or two rodeos. It is getting really hard. It's like herding cats, and that's a very common metaphor that people like using, but it is very difficult to get all the players and all the support that's needed in doing this. That's why if you want to help, if you happen to live in Wyoming, you happen to live in the Dakotas, you happen to live in Kansas, please, Kansans. I think that's what you call a Kansan. I think that's what you call somebody that lives there. Anyway, I told you I'm bad with names, but if you live there, please reach out to me and let me know who and what venues and who we can start working with, because that's the biggest problem. I'm still pulling together the ground game, and I'm getting more. And as soon as I actually have in writing confirmation from these organizations, I've been told you've got our full support. But until I get that in writing, I'm not going to post that on the website, because who knows? It might be the John Birch Society, but I wouldn't say that until I actually get that, right? So when I get that in writing, then I'm going to put that up on my website, that this organization are on board with Republic Review. Now, I promised you that I was going to tell you which candidates I am endorsing in the Idaho race this year. And it's a long distance, but their primary is in 2 weeks from today. And the only candidate that is actually willing to commit to supporting the Constitution is Chad Christensen. And I actually reached out to lots of other candidates. So I am I can't tell you how disappointed I am, but I am very disappointed with the fact that people that want to puff up their chest and say, I'm a big supporter. So these candidates that claim they're huge supporters of the Constitution, and I'm not seeing it. I asked them to commit to supporting very specific things, actionable things. One of those things is, as soon as they start their session, that they actually start building a coalition. They start educating their legislators on the authority that the state legislators have. Start giving them the information regarding Republic Review. Start moving that state legislative body into calling for an audit. That is what we need done. We need leaders. We need Madisons, and we need Jeffersons out there that are charging in the state legislative assemblies and saying, we've got to take our state rights back. We've got to take our republic back. And let us be the leaders. Let us in Idaho be the leaders. Well, unfortunately, I've not been able to find anybody outside of Chad Christensen to actually stand up and actually make a commitment to the Constitution and sign the pledge, because we actually have a pledge. And so I don't know what else to do, but I will have to tell you a little bit more about Chad when we come back from the break. I'll give you his website, and that way you can listen to what else we need for your support in helping Chad start the dialogue in Idaho. So we will be right back after word from our sponsors. Did you know your overall health is connected to your dental health? As you get older, this becomes more and more important. If you're like me, going to the dentist can be terrifying. So for me to maintain my dental and overall health, I need a great dentist and staff who are sensitive to my fear, pain, and even my fear of the cost of dental work. This is why it took me almost 2 years to find a great dentist after moving into this area. Bottom line, I need a great dentist just to get into the chair, even for a regular cleaning. This is why I personally recommend Dr. Vaughn Tracy as not only a great dentist, but a great patriot and a dentist who cares about your comfort and health. You can find him at VaughnTracyDDS.com. That's VaughnTracyDDS.com. Then you can agree with me, it's great to have a great dentist. I've been on the radio for a couple of years, and for over a decade, I have been providing content to help patriots understand what has to be done if we're going to save our Constitution and our Republic. Not one academic has been able to refute my argument for Republic Review, and even most conservative entertainers will not support Republic Review due to self-interest reasons. If you have not read my bullet point descriptions and executive summaries, you need to, so that you can understand what we all need to do. I am trying to give patriots the necessary knowledge to take back our Constitution and Republic. Go to reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can read my bullet points and view the Republic Review flowchart. You can even order my executive summaries, books, and other content to understand the simplicity of what we have to do. This way, you will know what, why, and how to support the reclaiming of our Republic. Again, please take a look at my content on reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can become a part of the solution. Reclaiming the Republic is more than an educational radio show. My intent is to also work with you and local leadership to promote matters of the Constitution and self-governance. This way we can all promote constitutional awareness within our communities and with our elected officials and public leaders. If you love liberty and sovereignty and recognize the federal tyranny that is threatening our lives, then we are asking for your help. And here are a few ways you can help. Spread the word about this radio show, Reclaiming the Republic. It is the only radio show in the world asserting a constitutional solution to federal overreach. Download and share our podcasts and content. Read, like, follow, and share our Mobiusstrip Press and Reclaiming the Republic pages on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Mobiusstrip News. Get informed about local groups in the area and get involved. Most importantly, become a constitutional warrior with your local leaders and demand that they begin applying constitutional tests to what they are doing and who they are supporting. Thank you. If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with Republic Review, they can enforce compliance to their Constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as Republic Review. Please read my argument for Republic Review as well as my description of the Republic Review model on reclaimingtherepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how Republic Review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you.
Okay, so the number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK or 215-867-8255. Do not forget my three C's when you dial in. And let's get on with the dialogue.
Well, so as we were just leaving or going into the break, I told you that Chad Christensen is really the only politician running. I even reached out to governors that claimed to be conservative or constitutional leaning, concerned about state rights and so forth, and had very extensive dialogue specifically with their leader, or I should say the perceived champion of the Constitution, on Facebook instant messaging. And I will tell you that they did not want to have anything to do with being committed to supporting the Constitution. Since when is supporting the Constitution, very specifically being asked to do very specific things in supporting that, the same things that Madison and Jefferson expected the state legislators in Idaho, or not Idaho, in Kentucky and Virginia? That's what I'm asking for in Idaho. I'm asking for that in Utah, the Dakotas, Kansas, and Wyoming. And so why am I focused on these six states? These are supposed to be the most conservative states out there. So one should be very concerned when you see a state that's probably ranked third in, you know, the conservative makeup of its legislative body. One should be concerned if you find that there's only one out of the entire field that is going for election this year willing to commit to supporting the Constitution and starting the dialogue within the legislative body. It's pretty sad, but what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to go to chadforidaho.org. His name is Chad Christensen. That's with a T-E-N-S-E-N. And I would ask you to reach out and donate to him. He's got a PayPal, I think it's a PayPal donate. It looks like PayPal. So why don't you send him just a few dollars? If everybody listening would send him just $2, $5, $10, whatever you can throw at him today, and give him a little surge in money to basically be able to get out and let the people know in his district that he's the only champion in the state of Idaho running today, willing to stand up and commit to supporting the Constitution. How big is that? I truly believe that his constituents, those who live within his district, would rather see Idaho take back its constitutional authority over all of these roles that have been usurped by the federal government than allowing them to be trampled upon and actually marginalized and moving us towards this national, global, communist state, which is what is in play. And that's why I'm really kind of going down this path of telling you all the information necessary so that we can start getting engaged. And maybe this is another form of marketing. Again, reasonable people, equally informed, seldom disagree. And I believe that if you understand what is at play here, then there is no doubt in my mind that you, if you really love the Constitution, will actually start actually taking action. If that's the case, then I just ask that you reach out to chadforidaho.org, chadforidaho.org. That's F-O-R, not number four. So it's chadforidaho.org, Chad Christensen with a T-E-N-S-E-N. And send him a few dollars. I plead and beg you to please make a difference in these elections, because we need to start the dialogue. There's no chance in heck that we're going to get a state legislator. I've got all sorts of state legislators in Washington that I've talked to that I've said, you know, this is what you need to be doing. Guess what? They're not going to sign a commitment. Your state may not either. Even if you think, look at Idaho. Idaho, you would have thought as the number three ranked conservative state, you would think that Idaho would have had a few more people willing to commit to the Constitution. But they're all running scared politically. Oh, I don't want that to be held against me. Well, you know what? Then I hope that the electorate holds it against them and actually elects somebody that will be willing to do that. And in this particular case, Chad Christensen, see, I'm bad with names. Forgive me, Chad. Chad Christensen is the man. He is the one that actually is willing to stand up out of the entire field. So I'm absolutely blown away, and I'm very appreciative that there's actually somebody in the race that's willing to do this. All we need is one to start. That's why I told you all we need is Wyoming. If we can get Wyoming to flip, because Wyoming is the number one conservative state. If I cannot get Wyoming to flip this year, then I don't know. We'll see. I mean, I may actually call it quits. I can't deal with the apathy. I need a miracle from the Lord to actually step in, and I will see. We're going to move forward with every bit of zeal and zest that we possibly can in trying to believe that people will be willing to stand up and commit to standing up for the Constitution. So anyway, as we move forward, I will tell you that the next endorsement will be coming on the 22nd for South Dakota. And what I'm going to do here is I'm going to reach out with emails to everybody that I possibly can and kind of spell it out, because there's no way I can do a good job, because I was not able to get to enough of the Idahoans. There may be some other ones that might be willing to do this, but I can't get to everybody 100% of the time all by myself. This is where I need some help. If you're willing to start helping and sending some emails and saying, hey, I'm working with this person, all we need to do is give them the facts. Let them watch that video, that presentation that you've probably watched, and have them read these bullets. Once we get these guys and gals, these candidates, in the ring to say, okay, I understand, okay, put the gloves on me, I'm willing to fight. Everybody else that says, I'm not willing to fight, take the gloves off me, I'm getting out of the ring. But they still stay in the political hunt and they want to take the office, which means to me that they're going to put their arm to the square and not live up or fulfill their oath of office. Because if you understand that the federal government has no authority to control any land within that state other than those few roles and responsibilities delegated to it in Article 1, Section 8 and Subsection 16 or 17, I think it's 17. Anyway, I will tell you that that means that they're not fulfilling their oath, because they should be challenging the federal government's presence, anything that's outside of those delegated powers. The Department of Transportation, the Department of Energy, the Department of Education, all of those powers that are being exercised within their state are unconstitutional, and they are duty bound. And this is GR telling you this. They are duty bound by Madison and Thomas Jefferson to support and protect their constituents from tyranny, and they're doing nothing. And to me, that is a crying shame. So let me just move on. I have a little bit of time left. And where was I? Well, I was talking about Platonism and the fact that Platonism just can't necessarily move forward without a good, mature society, especially if we start understanding the level of statism when they want to actually take your kids away from you and actually have them raised by the state or raised by somebody else instead of you, so that those children will get the education that the state believes they need. Because you got to understand, that's precisely what Plato was recommending. Plato was recommending that this, you know, the state would determine who married who, and so that way they could have the best athletes, the best intelligent people or geniuses and so forth. And in doing that type of control of the genetics and birth and so forth, the states would be able to have the superior race. Sounds a lot like something else, doesn't it? But anyway, we will get back into Platonism as soon as we get back from our break. So please stay tuned and I'll be right back. Thank you very much. Are you a patriotic proprietor of a business that is looking to get exposure on a fast-growing program? How would you like to get exposure on the only program on the air that provides an actual constitutional solution to all the federal government overreach and encroachments? If you understand the importance of educating the electorate, we would love to work with you in growing your business and revenues while you support the airing of our content on this station. Your support goes to growing the reach of this show and does not pay for elaborate salaries or highfalutin lifestyles. This show is growing fast, and we're also planning on airing the content about Republic Review on a video medium soon. If you'd like to be a part of history and the growth of the most relevant and result-oriented show on the air anywhere in the world, then just email me at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can lock in exceptional pricing and great advertising opportunities. Most of my listeners understand the importance in having strategic goals, but do you have a long-term strategy for your dental health? Too many people are only focused on whitening their smile. I understand the appearance of your teeth can give you confidence, but this can risk your future health in only addressing the cosmetics of your teeth, and many dentists will take your money just to do this. They say failing to plan is planning to fail, and if you don't have a long-term strategy for your teeth and dental health, then you need a new dentist. Every dentist provides a dental plan, but Dr. Tracy and his staff develops a strategy to help you maintain and restore your dental health to what it needs to be. To develop a strategy in maintaining your dental health, connect with Dr. Von Tracy, DDS.com. That's VonTracyDDS.com. So you too can develop a strategy in maintaining your dental health. The reason progressives are effective in instituting their policies is because they are united ideologically, financially, and socially. In addition, almost every billionaire in the world is funding a vast array of different groups, and these groups' efforts are to undermine our republic and our constitution. If you don't believe me, just Google donors to the Open Society Foundations. The only way we're going to successfully combat these efforts and take back our liberties, like our education system, healthcare, state lands, housing, labor, and many other roles, responsibilities and powers that belong to the states, is by you and I and local businesses getting involved in supporting political programs and efforts based on constitutional principles. The best way to do this is supporting result-oriented organizations designed to take back our lost liberties. The ultimate result-oriented effort is Republic Review. So please consider contributing to the show and the organizations and activities that we are supporting by going to reclaimingtherepublic.org and go to the contribution page, and you can become a listed supporter of liberty. To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath, even though we're not required to take it, because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station.
That number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK, 215-867-8255. And again, don't forget those three C's. And if you're ready to call in, the lines are open.
Okay, so I am going to get back to this Platonism. And as I was just going into the break, I was talking about how a government, and I mentioned this on Friday, that a government really needs to be at a mature point and an expansive point to be able to permeate throughout its society to literally take those types of controls that they were talking about in Plato and Marx and Engels' Communist Manifesto, to be able to dictate who marries who is, creating the babies and who is raising those babies and so forth. And in Plato, they even had a very special role for the teachers, because the teachers were the ones that were preparing everybody to assume and accept their role in society, whether that was to be creating the baby for athletic or physical capabilities, mental capabilities, or what have you. And it all just sounds incredibly evil. But the fact is that that was also in Marx and Engels' manifesto. If you read the very end of it, they talk about the importance of the state basically ensuring the children are not raised in the home, that they are, the state takes over the family process and everything to ensure. And even in Russia, the Soviet Union, they still did not have that level of control to keep people from meeting. And it's just really hard to keep men and women. I mean, even the Navy and the armed forces have had problems with that, where next thing you know, out on ship for a few months out in the middle of the Pacific or something like that, and next thing you know, one of the sailors is pregnant and it's not the guy. But that happens, and the state necessarily cannot control that. But the way they control that is by punishing and saying, oh, well, you weren't married, or they're not going to let you go to sea, I believe, with husband and wife on ship. At least I don't think that the policy was there when I was in, but that was a long time ago. As a matter of fact, women weren't on ship when I was in a long time ago. So I will just tell you that when the government and or the state gets to a point where they have, they're able to permeate in every facet of society, then you will find that they are in the position to literally start making those types of choices and or forcing those types of controls. And so what they have to do is be able to project their power throughout society. And one would think, well, how would they do that? And some people would say, well, it'd be by a police force or an army. No. They would do this through departments. Now, if you've read Hillary's It Takes a Village, she talks about the importance of a state employee being assigned to a woman who chooses to go to term. If a woman decides that she actually wants to carry a baby, I mean, if she wants to make the biggest mistake, because according to Hillary, why would a woman want to do that other than, you know, for maybe heritage type of person? I won't even go down that path. Bottom line is, if a woman decides, because obviously a true liberal woman is not going to have children, they'll just get abortions. That was the sarcastic point I was trying to make. But bottom line, when a woman does decide to have a child, then somebody from the Department of Babysitting will be assigned to that woman, because the doctors, because they have to control the doctors. That's why they've got health care now. And so the doctors will have to report to the state that this woman is pregnant and carrying a child. And then that woman will be then assigned a department employee from the babysitting department. And that employee will come in and make sure that this woman gets all sorts of prenatal care. And isn't that great that the state's going to come in and make sure you've got all the help and support you need? And oh, they're even talking about, you know, making sure that the woman doesn't have to work, and maybe the husband doesn't have to work, so that, you know, everything is there for that baby. And we're going to support this in society. Well, actually, when they get to a point where they start assigning people to have babies, then they will probably, that will be your job. And so that's how insidious this whole path is. But if you read her book, she's talking about this. She's talking about having a department of babysitting, or actually having a state, a government employee that actually sees the pregnancy to term, and also works with the family after that child is born. So her job isn't done once the baby's successfully born. This state department, or I should say this baby department of babysitting employee, will then work in the home and make sure that the mother knows how to, you know, babe, you know, take care of the child, change his diapers, feed it, because, you know, she's not learning this in school. So the only way you're going to learn this is from the government, or if you don't learn this from your parents, because you probably don't know your parents, because once you, you know, have the child and you get through this, you know, the first 6 months or whatever, then maybe they rip the child out of your hands. Long story short, if you read that book, they go down this path where this child is going to be supervised to ensure that the parents, and Hillary actually says this, that they will not be trained on religious dogma in the home. They want to make sure that this child is not being programmed by the parents to believe something that would be considered a violation or an antithesis of what the state wants that child to learn. So if you understand her paradigm, that child is the state's. Parents have no right over that child. You are the state's. Every human being is actually property of the state, and your ability to produce and your ability to do anything is subject to the state and what the state sees fit and what is best for the state, period. And that's how insidious this is. And that's why this is really important, because you can actually find evidence in things like Hillary's book. I'm not just making this up. I wish I was, but it is so simple to start really looking and analyzing this at a big picture to really find the evidence for this. So anyway, back to the very beginning, when all of these players, I should say, when Adam Weishaupt got his Illuminati configured and he started working with these big conspirators, they started putting this plan, or they basically laid out this Plato's playbook for society. Now, I will tell you that there is plenty of evidence to prove that we have been manipulated and have been moved and directed and guided like herding cats. And we have found ourselves into a position and place where we actually celebrate Christmas in America today. Did you know that the framers actually worked on Christmas Day, December 25th? The very first session of Congress, they were actually in session December 25th. And so why? Why is it that we have Christmas and we celebrate Christmas? That was because there was a lot of manipulation by the media and those people that were controlling it. If you didn't know, actually during the ratification of the Constitution, there was censorship. There were certain papers that would not print the Anti-Federalist Papers because they were doing everything they could to promote the Constitution. And so these people maybe had these noble intentions of, you know, trying to do something that they really thought was good. And maybe it was good, but censorship is not the way to do it. Having an open and honest dialogue on both sides of the aisle is always more important, so that you can actually make sure that you're not making mistakes. But anyway, the whole point is that over the past 200 years, we've been in a very gradual process in ratcheting these levels of control and being manipulated and being moved into the position where we are today. I will tell you, when the Fabians came and they started coming into the colleges, you know, like Harvard and so forth in the 1880s, early 1890s, I will tell you that most of the people that were working in those colleges would have been completely repulsed and just mortified by some of the writings and paradigms of some of these evil people. A lot of these people were talking about completely taking away any type of, what do you call that, when you have, I'll call it morals, but there is this this thought process that, you know, there's certain things that a person will do, but when you cross that line, it just becomes evil. And there was literally no line for some of these people. They were getting into all forms of evil sexuality and so forth. And if people would have known back then what they were doing, they probably would have stoned them and taken them out and, you know, not dealt with these people. But we're at a heartbreak, so I'll be right back. after a word from our sponsors. Thank you very much. It's that time of year to get that dental checkup and cleaning. I know many of us are creatures of habit, and we tend to settle for what we know, and many of us are procrastinators. I was that way myself with my past dentist, jumping from one dentist chair to the next. From all the hopping, I've learned that all dentists are not equal, and I would challenge you to consider checking out Dr. Von Tracy. I work hard to make a living, and I'm not one to throw my hard-earned money away on just a good dentist. That's why it took me a couple of years to find a great dentist. From the excellence of his staff to the quality of the work, Dr. Tracy is the difference. I know it's time to put standards to our loyalty, so I would ask you to give Dr. Tracy a try by setting up your next appointment with him. Just go to VONTRACYDDS.com or call them at 509-466-6614. Again, sign up at VonTracyDDS.com. I'm working with key leaders and patriots and setting up rodeos for Republic Review in Wyoming, Utah, South Dakota, Idaho, Kansas, and North Dakota for this election cycle. We're trying to promote engagement between you and your public servants so that you can start demanding their fulfillment of their oath of office to support and defend the Constitution. If you're beginning to understand what Republic Review can do and how it works, then America needs your help. More importantly, if you live in one of these states or know any patriots or patriotic leaders like an elected official, a grassroots leader, or someone who is politically active, then please reach out to me on Facebook or email me at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org. We know that if we can get a strong attendance by both the candidates and the electorate, we will make an impact. It is our intent to get one and hopefully all of these states to call for Republic Review. If we can get this audit process started, I promise you we will make America great once and for all. I've been on the radio for a couple of years, and for over a decade, I have been providing content to help patriots understand what has to be done if we're going to save our Constitution and our Republic. Not one academic has been able to refute my argument for Republic Review, and even most conservative entertainers will not support Republic Review due to self-interest reasons. If you have not read my bullet point descriptions and executive summaries, you need to so that you can understand what we all need to do. I am trying to give patriots the necessary knowledge to take back our Constitution and Republic. Go to reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can read my bullet points and view the Republic Review flowchart. You can even order my executive summaries, books, and other content to understand the simplicity of what we have to do. This way, you will know what, why, and how to support the reclaiming of our Republic. Again, please take a look at my content on reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can become a part of the solution. To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires 2/3 of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process. Okay, if you want to join in on the dialogue, you need to call 215-TOP-TALK. That's 215-867-8255.
And so as I was just going into the debauchery, because that's a good word for it, that these Fabians were promoting in the background and what they were trying to practice, there is no doubt in my mind that they would have been either thrown in jail or they would have been executed. Even Mark Levin, I believe it was in his book, Liberty and Tyranny, I believe he talked about almost every single state in 1960, or maybe it was Thomas Sowell, I've read so many books. Anyway, one of these great authors pointed out that in 1960, I'm pretty sure, and maybe it was Men in Black, and I think it was Mark Levin, and it was Men in Black, yeah. I believe that it was 1960 that every single state in the Union still had sodomy laws, that if you committed sodomy, that you'd be doing time. And so look at how long it was from 1890 to 1960, and they still had not been able to fully implement the debauchery that they wanted to implement. And so from 1960 to today, they were very, very successful in moving this model forward because they had already had a monopoly on the education system. If you remember in my interview with G. Edward Griffin, he said that when he graduated in the 40s, he was already indoctrinated into collectivism, that, you know, he was coming out of school with already kind of with the mind model of communism. And I know when I graduated in the 70s, that I was basically indoctrinated into communism as well. So if you don't think that you were indoctrinated, and he and I and maybe other people can kind of, you know, look at it with that type of prism and go, you know what? Oh my gosh, we were. If you really start thinking about how they were teaching us and how great FDR was and these great presidents that were Democrats, and anyway, I don't want to go down too much personal stuff, but I will tell you that these leaders of the Fabian Society, they were able to hide and constrain their information so that it would slowly move forward. And they were able to work in the recesses of our society and able to promote this insidious plan. So as they move forward, the only way that they were going to be able to be successful is to literally get us to surrender, causing problems. And a great example of causing problems would be the run on banks and Chase Moore. What was his name? I forget. Anyway, the guy that ended up writing the charter for the Fed Reserve. See, I'm bad with names. J.P. Morgan. J.P. Morgan was the guy that did the run on banks, and he did that basically to centralize our banking system into the Federal Reserve. And if you look at how we were taught in school, how that was a good thing, because he did that, you know, as a noble and a, I mean, he saved America. They actually teach that J.P. Morgan saved America and our banking system. And actually what he did was he threw it into the hands of these evil people. I guess if you consider the Rothschilds good, maybe they are, but most of us would look at them as evil, conniving people that had every intention into milking America for their own personal gains. And so that's why G. Edward Griffin wrote his book, The Creatures of Jekyll Island. I will say this, that for them to be successful, they needed to do this very slowly. And so they tried to create a marginalization of the perceived gains, or I should say the perceived losses based against the gains. So let me ask you a question now. Do you think that the plethora, because there were lots of different authors who gave us books and concepts like The Brave New World or 1984, or even some of these sci-fi things like Star Trek, or even The Earth Stood Still, even before that. Do you think that these men were prophetic? Or do you think that they were just aware of the plan? Or maybe they were just simply looking at where we were and where we were with technology and how, you know, the Bible kind of prophesied some of this stuff. So some of these people were kind of just playing it by, well, you know what? This is kind of the direction we're going. So let's just make, you know, we do have Armageddon movies, right? So Hollywood and all of these writers have been able to kind of propose a mind model. Isn't it interesting how we kind of have been programmed to think about
an invasion from space. How many movies out there have had this purported scenario where we are going to be invaded by an evil entity from space? I mean, it is fascinating that there happens to be, you know, it's not like we're going to be invaded from the core of the Earth, right? And maybe it makes sense that that would be the likely way, but have we progressed to a point to where we're being programmed for possibly a angelic event where it would cause the Earth to basically join forces to fight, supposedly, something like that? I'm telling you that there is a reason why there's harmony. It's not like there is really... actually, I think there was a movie with Nicolas Cage, and I forget what it was, where they came and they took the kids and they basically destroyed the Earth. But there's always these twists on this, and it is not a coincidence that we're getting this type of programming. I mean, back in my grandparents' days, it was the Wild West and all of that. I truly believe that those dark leaders or those people understand that we need to start desensitizing or sensitizing people for the condition so that we are being moved in the direction that they want us to move. And so as we kind of look over our shoulder, I'm going to tell you that these people were not prophetic. I believe that they, you know, either had glimpses or they saw the directions and or they understood where we are in time. I will also say that George Washington was very prophetic when he spoke about the jealousies of hostile nations in his farewell address. He talked about lots of things, but he did talk about how the world was going to be very jealous and come after America. We should have had our guards up, but we didn't. We should have done lots of things, but we didn't. Were we complacent or were we just trusting? I'll let you decide. But I will tell you that the grand prize to the Platonists is to subjugate the United States because we are the number one economy. And I know if you hear in the news that they're saying China is an economy that matches us, I don't think so. I do not believe so. I do not believe that the world is trying to pump all sorts of goods into China because China is not the number one consumer per capita. If you look at the number one consumer per capita, that would be us. And so we happen to be the most wasteful society. Maybe we're the most opulent, or maybe we're the most elitist or what have you. But I will tell you, for the global communists to succeed, America must be slowly transformed. And so we've been set up, and they've got us set up in lots of different ways, from the economic sense. They even have us set up in independencies now where we're not even growing all of our own food and so forth. One of the things that I think is fascinating as I look at the big picture of what has to happen and what we're doing, and most of you probably already acknowledge this and understand that there has to be this new religion that people are willing to sacrifice for. And so Jonah Greenberg talks about that in his book, and I know I've mentioned this before, but it's obvious that one of the gods or one of the forms of religion that we have been taught in the past few decades is the earth, saving the earth, that the earth, we have to save the earth because we're killing it. And so we have this belief that we're actually killing the earth, something that actually has the ability to heal itself. What has been thrown at the earth from volcanic eruptions and so forth over the dawn of history, or over the annals of history, I should say, has been far worse than what man has been able to throw at it, even with some of the atomic explosions and so forth. I do know that there have been resets, as we all know, through studying archaeology and so forth. But I'm out of time, and I will be back into this tomorrow. And so you have a good evening. I am G.R. Mobley. I am Reclaiming the Republic with your help. God bless.